Welcome back to the Hot Tip Heads Daily Pick Show here for Friday, February 23rd. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. Not a huge slate of games on tap here for a Friday, but I got a future bet that I also want to take a look at here for this one. And before we jump into today's show, looking back to Thursday night's results, don't quite have the results for these ones. But as always, check the YouTube community tab or the link down to the website to see the full results for those ones. And while you're over on the website, take a look at all of the computer model picks. Of course, all of the college basketball games going on today, the NBA back after the All-Star break, at the NHL going on, UFC on Saturday, horse racing picks as always. So go take a look at all of that over on hottipbets.com. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, join over there. Click the link down below in the description. Take advantage of all of those benefits. Get my recommended unit size for all of my bets pre-flop, and join in on all the great communication over there. So if you haven't already joined Discord, click that link down in the description. And let's jump into today's show. Now, the game I want to take a look at today is Brown taking on Columbia. For Brown, coming to this game is the 301st overall team in the Hot Tip Power Ranking. Columbia is the 208th overall team. Overall, Brown has struggled this season. Not to say that Columbia has been the best of teams, but certainly have been better. Did lose to Harvard on Saturday, but before that, we're on a three-game winning streak, including an impressive win on the road against Brown in the first meeting. And one thing Columbia has done extremely well this season is their three-point shooting. They're in the top 15 in the nation when it comes to that perimeter shooting, hitting 38.5% from beyond the arc. Brown not doing nearly as good of a job, only 31.7%. And overall, Columbia has been a strong team at home here in Ivy League play. I mean, their lone home loss against Ivy League teams, I guess Harvard, two losses, Harvard and Princeton, nonetheless, have looked good there. As far as the model goes for Columbia in this game, has them as the favorite, an 8.65 favorite in that. Books, not as big of a fan of Columbia, but still do have them as the favorite. We opened at 3.5, already down to 3 on the Columbia side of things, an 11.89% edge towards Columbia here in this game. That's exactly what I like. I think their three-point shooting is very, very dangerous, and if they can get that offense going like they did in the first game against Brown, there's no doubt in my mind Columbia comes out with the win and comes out with the cover, taking them -3 here against Brown. And as promised, we got a future bet to add here to today's card. But before we get into the third one here for the season that I want to add, reflecting back on the first two, obviously that Auburn one we placed early on in conference play. While they've had some struggles, certainly on the road in the SEC, Auburn is still a great team. You can still probably get that around plus 2,000 if you haven't bet on them. I do still like Auburn a lot to win it all. And as far as the North Carolina one, we took that early February at plus 1,500. Those odds you can get even better, probably around the plus 2,000 mark, same as Auburn there. But both those bets I do still like. But a team that I've been eyeing really since the beginning of the season has been Arizona, and they fluctuated a little bit. At the moment, the best odds currently are plus 1,200. But I do like this Arizona team. Now, they remind me a lot of Alabama from a season ago, and even Alabama from this year. Obviously, the Arizona defense being a little bit better than what we've seen out of Alabama this year. But I love that Alabama team. Yes, Alabama in the tournament last year, running into San Diego State, it was hard for them to keep up. And I think Arizona has, you know, the same potential downsides, that team did a season ago. But Arizona has looked very good in conference play here. Now, I am recording this before their Thursday night game against Washington State. So in typical fashion, whenever I take one of these futures, they're probably going to lose that game outright. But up until that spot, they're on a six-game winning streak here in Pac-12 play. Now, granted, the Pac-12 had definitely been down here this season, but they had a great non-conference schedule. And both offensively and defensively, it is an Arizona team that has shot the ball well, has defended well. They're a very strong rebounding team. About all that can stop this Arizona team is similar to what stopped Alabama a season ago. If they run into a team that is very strong on the defensive end of the court and just shuts them down, it's going to be tough. But even so, I think this is an Arizona team that is going to make a deep run in the tournament, and I think there's potential hedge potential if they don't make it all the way. But I like them here. Not the craziest of odds, but plus 1200 is what we hit that UConn future on a season ago. Maybe we can follow it up with Arizona, but nonetheless, those are the three futures that I like so far, and I'm sure we'll have a few more to add before the tournament starts.